Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez, and I'm joined in studio by associate producer of Sundial, Alejandra Martinez. And we want to talk about a topic that causes a bit of discomfort with people, both the experience and simply in discussing it. We're going to talk about periods.
So there are thousands of words that refer to getting your period, like it's that time of the month, I'm on my rag, it's Mother Nature's week, and many others. And as more women participate in the fight for gender equality and the Me Too movement, WLRN web editor Jessica Weiss and her friend, who's a women's health coach, Stephanie Kleinbird, decided it was time to break the silence around the topic of periods.
Last October, Jessica and Stephanie launched their podcast called The Flowdown.
It's a podcast all about periods, and they talk about topics from menstruation cycles, the shame and the stigma surrounding periods, and self-care.
Jessica joined us in November to talk about the importance of normalizing the conversations that society has around this issue, and they've released 8 of their 10 episodes so far this season.
Women can have their period from anywhere between 2,500 days to 3,500 days of their life. That amounts to 10 years when you add those days up to the life of a woman. So that's a lot of time that women are spending on their periods, bleeding. So why is it that this incredibly natural, common experience, an experience that's actually really biologically incredible that creates life, why is it that we're not talking about this? My co-host works with women. She's a women's health coach, and I know her through actually my own experience working with her as a client. And through working with her, learned so much about my own period, about my own body, about the amazingness of this human process, and decided that this is so natural. This is so normal. Why can we not talk about this?
And before the podcast, though, do you feel like you were comfortable talking about it in your own personal life, or were you also treating it like it was kind of that topic, don't touch it?
Yeah, it's not that easy for me to talk about either. It's getting easier the more that I am talking about it, the more that the podcast is out and people are actually starting to approach me to talk about it and these conversations are happening. It's really, really exciting. I'm getting more and more comfortable. But no, this wasn't something that I was, you know, really, really, that it was really easy for me to talk about before the podcast.
Something fascinating, too, is listening to this is the two of you share your own personal stories.
Yes.
And this is part of the connection that the two of you have with each other. And I wondered, you know, in that process of having the dialogue, how it helped you in dealing with your own, with mental health issues, but also with the physical issues that you have to go through.
Yeah. So one of the repercussions of not having conversations around periods is that people that bleed don't know if their symptoms are quote unquote normal. So what sometimes happens is that, you know, when you can create a conversation, someone might begin to say, wait, so that extreme pain that I'm having every month that's causing me to, you know, double over in pain, to miss work, you might start to think, once you start to talk about it, wait, maybe that's not all that normal. I've always been told that having a period is an experience of suffering. So I just assume that that's normal. And so by not talking about that, we're sort of continuing to allow people to stay in the dark about their own experiences. So the more that we talk, the more that we realize that, wow, my experience of, you know, sadness or depression or anxiety or severe pain or extremely heavy bleeding, you know, that's a shared experience. And also that's something that maybe I can help by talking about it and also by finding things to sort of aid in that personal experience.
From the stories that you heard from different women and the research that the two of you did for the podcast, what is your conclusion as to why there's this stigma on this topic?
I think a lot of times women are taught that they have to sort of, you know, keep it together. They have to look a certain way. They have to smell a certain way. They have to be out, in order to be out in the world, they have to present in a certain way. And what a period does is makes that a little bit harder for women. And so it's something that I think we have learned to deal with privately, to cover that up so that we can exist in the world, so that we can have be respected.
Did your mother ever set you aside to talk to you about this issue? And I wonder, in the stories of other women you talk to, did a parent, did a guardian, did somebody in their life sit them down when they reached that age to explain to them?
So I interviewed a historian who studied the history of how we deal with menstruation, how we manage menstruation. And she explained that even just 100 years ago, getting a period meant just like a shock. No one was talking about it. There weren't educational pamphlets. There were no sex ed videos. There was nothing. So oftentimes what would happen is a girl would get her period and she would think she was dying. And then her grandma or mom or her aunt or somebody would give her a cloth and say, just deal with it, not tell her anything. There has been a steady movement to share more information, whether it's a mom or a guardian or some female figure or a teacher in schools, you know, the pamphlets that come with these products. There has been a movement to share more and to educate young girls more about their periods, but it's still across the map. There's still women. I talked to a woman recently who told me that when she got her period, she wrote her mom a note, slipped it under the door, said, Mom, I got my period. Her mom, it was like very transactional. Her mom gave her a pad and that was the last they ever talked about it.
Think about that. And, you know, with different groups, different ethnic groups, minority groups, we talk about education and accessibility. They're not touching on these issues and they have less access to feminine hygiene products. Florida has, by the way, is one of 11 states, I have to mention, without a tampon tax.
Mm-hmm.
That's the additional sales tax on menstrual products. But how does the accessibility feed into the conversation? What have you seen? What have you heard?
There's a statistic that a woman can spend over $18,000 in her lifetime on menstrual products. That's a lot of money. Think about if you are trying to live and, you know, survive and eat and cover your basic necessities, menstrual products, and especially, you know, nice or safe or a lot of menstrual products is not a priority for you. So you're going to do whatever you can to manage the blood in a way that's inexpensive. Sometimes that could even compromise your health and your hygiene. These are things that I don't think we think about. So there are a growing number of organizations that are trying to improve access to menstrual products for all people.
I'm talking with Jessica Weiss. She's the co-creator and co-host of a new podcast called The Flowdown. It's a podcast about periods. Jessica and her co-host Stephanie Kleinberg talk about topics from the menstruation cycles to shame and stigma surrounding periods and self-care. Jessica is talking to us about how she and Kleinberg are breaking the silence around the topic of periods. And to be clear, Jessica Weiss is a web editor for WLRN. In one of your episodes, you speak with Kiran Gandhi, the musician and a period activist. Some folks will know Kiran from her decision to run the London Marathon while menstruating and choosing not to use a tampon. And her story went viral all over social media, as you know, and you discussed on the show, and of course, even by the president. And you asked her about why she chose to do it.
I never was like, oh my God, I'm so scared to do this. It was just like, this is duh. This is like, jump right in. It's like if you're in front of like an ice bath, you can't hesitate. You just got to like go for it. That's very important to me because I think we as women have excellent, excellent intuition, but we do live in the patriarchy and we do live in a masculine world that only values like data and science and calculation.
Tell us about Kiran and what you took away from that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, she's incredible. She's the former drummer from the band MIA. She's drummed with Thievery Corporation. She's an amazing solo musician. So beyond being a musician, she's a really strong voice for the feminist movement and for inclusivity in conversations around feminism. She's just amazing. Everyone should Google her and look at the picture of her finishing the London Marathon. She was on the starting line of the race she'd trained for months. She got her period and she said, you know what? I don't want to use a pad. I don't want to get chafing. I don't want to use a tampon. I don't actually even have a tampon right now and I don't know where to get one. So she was like, you know what? I'm just going to bleed. I'm just going to do what my body is telling me to do, and I'm just going to bleed. The point of her doing that, you know, was beyond just it being a personal experience and decision, she made a statement in doing that about how amazing it is to have a period and all of the things that we can, you know, still do when we're on our periods.
I'm wondering, too, if just the timing right now for the podcast, but that you have the Me Too movement, that we're seeing this shift in society and it's becoming more comfortable to talk about this? Or again, maybe it's still a topic I think that's tough to decide, but I'm just a guy. That's my perspective. But I don't know. Everything, do you sense we're finally comfortable a little bit more?
I do think that we're becoming more comfortable. We'll have a guest on an episode, a 20-year-old Harvard student who is doing incredible things to break stigma. And she created an organization called Period. When she was 16, she began to really learn about the need for conversations and products. And She represents, I think, Gen Z and this growing comfort with talking about really tough things. And she's leading the movement that's sort of now being dubbed the menstrual movement. And it encompasses people from all, you know, aspects of society, from the product side, from the activist side, from the legislative side, policymakers, all these people that are starting to have an awareness around the importance of having these conversations and talking about periods. And hearing her talk about this menstrual movement is pretty inspiring. And it does really suggest and convince me that we are reaching a new level with these conversations.
It's been a couple of months since the podcast release, and I'm wondering, what's been the response? What have you been hearing?
We've been pleasantly surprised by the feedback that we've received. I think people have been really enthusiastic about the content. We weren't sure. We were honestly quite nervous when we were going to release it. You know, do people want to talk about periods? Do people want to hear about periods? And I think that they do. I think people are hungry for these conversations. People feel validated in personal experiences that they've been having for so many years and not having anyone to talk about them with. And we want to encourage other people to join the conversation. I think people haven't been asked too many times in their life to think about their own period and to share things. And so that's what we want to do. We want to open people up to this idea that they can talk about it.
I have to admit that at the beginning, I thought, well, this is probably a podcast really set more for women. So obviously, as a guy, I'm coming at this from a very different perspective. But at this stage of my life, I mean, I've lived with women. So, I mean, from that perspective, that's what I know. But listening to the podcast, I said, wait a second. After living this many years, I thought I knew something, and I'm realizing I don't know anything. this isn't just a podcast for women. This really is something, because it to break the stigma, I think everybody really needs to take the moment to listen and then have that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, why can men not talk about periods? Half the population has a period or, you know, will at some point. So you know people that are having their period all the time. And I think that it's really important if we're going to advance conversations around gender equality and gender equity, if we're going to, you know, if you consider yourself a proponent of women, then I think it's important to get involved in this conversation and to realize that this is not something that should be stigmatized.
Tell us about what's coming next. And by the way, remind people too where they could find the podcast.
So the podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. We're The Flow Down. You can find us on Instagram at flowdownpod, and our website is flowdownpod.com. We're going to wrap up season one with 10 episodes, and then we'll take a short break and come back for season two. And we're just going to continue to explore this issue from all angles. We have big ambitions for the podcast. Among them is to actually create more of a sense of a community around our listeners. And we want people to get involved. We want menstruators to share their experiences with us, to ask us questions about their own periods, to ask us that question that they've always wanted to know or have answered. So I'm myself, you know, continuing to be on a journey to learn about periods and to break the stigma.
And again, that was Jessica Weiss. She is the co-creator and co-host of a new podcast called The Flow Down. It's a podcast about periods. She and her co-host Stephanie Kleinberg talk about the topics around the issues of menstruation. Now, the shame and the stigma, I mean, that's just, you know, one of the challenges, and that's why they created this podcast. They've released 8 of their 10 episodes for the season. And again, just a note, Jessica Weiss is a web editor for WLRN. We'll have a link up on our Facebook and Twitter page at WLRN Sundial so you can check it out. Well, still to come, an art exhibit with a massive collection of art created by members of the Seminole Nation. That's coming up next here on Sundial.